paranormal investigation groups all over the world are looking for answers, we all clamor at the chance to get even the tiniest peek at who or what is on the other side. CPR, or Cooperative for Paranormal Research, is one of these groups. We are dedicated to finding the answers, dedicated to finding evidence of the paranormal, and dedicated to proving that some places are truly haunted.
The Darker Side of the Moon is an alternative talk variety show.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Since 2006, host Becky Ray and Laura Moon speak with independent filmmakers, authors, musicians, artists, and many, many more.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Sometimes serious, mostly fun, the show has a little for everyone.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Was it odd, freaky, and you didn't hear it on the 5 o'clock news? Then we'll probably cover it here.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Darker Side currently airs live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
If you happen to miss it, you can listen to show archives at any time online at DarkerSideRadio.com, or you may subscribe to the show on iTunes.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
In your darkest hour, can anyone really know the truth? Your fields of flowers, desperate dreams, all that's really left is you. A promise made then broken as the storm battles on. Does anyone really know their home? At the end of the rainbow lies the city of June. But those that live there, they know the truth. Put on green glasses, walk through the gate, see your fortune await. There's nothing as it seems in the Emerald City. All that's gray looks green. Hard to see through the glow, and the tin man's wary of the man in the booth. He pulls the strings and starts the show. Put on green glasses, walk through that gate, to see your fortune await. Nothing as it seems in the Emerald City, 'cause all that's gray looks green. And you find yourself alone again. All the doors have closed and then suddenly you understand. No. Off your glasses, see what you find. Just leave your dreams behind.
Wondering where you can get the latest news and reviews from the world of paranormal entertainment? Frank and Laura take a look at the latest happenings and break down what's new on TV and at the movies each week on Spooktacular, your paranormal entertainment roundup. Check them out by searching for Spooktacular in iTunes or head on over to spooktacular.com. Oh, yeah, be sure to bring along a friend because no one should listen alone.
Hey, we're back to Ghostly Talk, sponsored by Joey's Ectoplasm Cleaners. You bought it, we scarf it.
What is with this dancing going on?
I don't know, but I really like that music.
It's a great song.
I really, really like it.
The Velcro Lewis Band, actually, is that band.
The Velcro Lewis Band moves me.
Now, you should email them with that. Tell them you want to do a liner for them. Wow. Thank you very much.
I think she just did.
No, just clip it.
Clip it out.
Am really excited to talk about this, because this is something, it's fresh and something we never really tackled here, I think.
It's something I never understood, so I can't wait
to get
into it.
And just numerology itself, numbers. Now, one thing I always, growing up, I think mathematics, you know, I don't know how much mathematics we're going to get into, but, you know, working with numbers, the mechanics of numbers, much like history, like studying history growing up, it's just two of those subjects I know it's a selected breed that can really enjoy it and understand it. It usually takes a lot of us to grow up and get older to really appreciate history and mathematics, especially mathematics specifically. I love mathematics now. I think it's fascinating, and especially numerology and things like that. So that's why, you know, when I saw, and this is one of the few times I can thank MySpace for something. I saw Gary on MySpace, Gary the Numbers Guy on MySpace, and I thought, now that'd be really interesting to talk about here on the show, and he was nice enough to come and join us tonight. So, Gary, we got to welcome you. Gary the Numbers Guy, how are you doing tonight?
Doing well, still breathing.
And that's a good thing.
Well,
I hope.
Well, it's good to have you here. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for the nice introduction. Well, since you were talking about mathematics, let me start off with that.
Okay.
I believe numbers are just like human beings. They have a material side and they have the spiritual side. Now, the mathematicians, they cover the material side of numbers. Numerology covers the spiritual side.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Now, I hope that explains, but that's the best way I can explain it. Because no matter what anyone tells you, numerology, astrology, any occult science, it all deals with energy. That's all it's about. We can't see the energy, but we can interpret the energy through the numbers or through the zodiac signs. Now, let me just start off with 9/11.
Okay.
Because that's the event that touched everything, it affected everyone on this planet. Okay?
Okay.
Let's just start with that day. It happened on the 11th. 9 plus 1 plus 1 equals 11. 9/11 was the 254th day of the year. 2 plus 5 plus 4 equals 11. New York City was the 11th state in the Union. New York City has 11 letters in its name. Afghanistan, the country we attacked in retaliation for 9/11, has 11 letters in its name. The day we attacked Afghanistan, 10-7-2001, you take out the zeros, 1 plus 7 plus 2 plus 1 equals 11. Now, I'm not even close to being done yet. The first plane that hit the world...
Wow.
The first plane that hit the World Trade Center was Flight 11. They have 92 people on board. 9 plus 2 equals 11. The Twin Towers look like an 11 standing side by side. They both have 110 stories. They got the zero. Again, you have 11. New York City was discovered. 9/11/1609. The Pentagon was built. Ground broke on the Pentagon. 9/11/1941. 60 years to the day when a supposed plane hit it. So anyone... looking at that information right there, and I can go on for 2 hours on that, just that subject. But anyone looking at that information right there, you have to understand this is not a coincidence.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to relate to people. This is not a coincidence. People do things, or the energy was so high that day, whether people did it on purpose because they understand numerology and they want to exploit the energy of that day, or whether it just happened because the energy was so high that day, it really doesn't matter. If you look at all of those 11s, something's up. Now, the next major attack in the world happened on 3/11/2004. That was the train attacks in Madrid. It happened on the 11th. 3 + 1 + 1 + 2 + 0 + 0 + 4 = 11, plus 191 people died. 1 + 9 + 1 = 11. So just a little brief history about terrorist attacks.
Uh-huh.
They always seem to happen on a certain day, certain number.
Okay.
And as a numerologist, I notice these things. Most people, you know, they won't pick up on this.
Wow.
I know that there's a lot of numbers are used a lot in symbology, like they mean things, you know. And they're used.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're familiar.
Rituals. I mean, you know, there's, you know, the what is it? Whatever you put out to the universe, you get threefold. So there's a three. I mean, there's mm-hmm. like all these different symbolic meanings to numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, is there a certain symbolic meaning to 11? I know they call it snake eyes or whatever, but what
11 is a master number. Master numbers are numbers like 11, 22, 33, all the numbers that double up. Like, for instance, if someone is an 11th life path, if their birthday adds up to an 11, let's take our president right now, the guy who still can't show a birth certificate, Barack Obama. He's born 8/4/1961. You add up the numbers, he adds up to 29, 2 + 9 = 11. You take his wife, she's born 1/17/1964, add up the numbers, again she adds up to an 11. You look at John McCain, he's born on the 29th, 2 + 9 = 11. Sarah Palin, his running mate, was born on the 11th. Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, they're all 11. Certain numbers are just meant to do great things.
Okay.
And, I can even go into sports. LeBron James and Tiger Woods have the same birthday and the same numerology number. Over a 1 in 3,000 chance that could happen. So people can say this, I'm talking about a coincidence, but they honestly got screwed loose.
Well, I mean, when the number 11, for example, you have just went down a list. I mean, just crank through a list of all these things where 11 comes up, right? I mean, what point do you get to, you know, and this is just to support your claim here, too, because what point do you get to where you have this thing coming up? How many times does it come up where you say, okay, this isn't a coincidence. We're seeing this way too much now. Because, of course, people are going to push this thing on and go, oh, it's just a coincidence. You know, you're going to see the number here. It's just natural. It happens in nature or whatever. Then they'll get into that kind of stuff. But, again, I mean, statistically, how many times are you going to see this where you finally go, okay, something is weird here. We're seeing this way too many times. So, I mean, you know.
Well, the same thing with ghosts. I mean, how many people do you have to hear say, oh my gosh, I've seen a ghost, before you say, well, maybe there is something to it. Same thing with
UFOs, cryptids, anything like that. I mean,
if somebody like Gary, the numbers guy, went and found all these bizarre threads of the, you know, repeating number of 11,
mm-hmm.
You got to listen,
exactly. I know we kind of come out of the gate with guns a-blazing here. I mean, if I may ask, what got you into this? What sparked your interest in numerology?
9/11.
9/11?
9/11.
Really?
The thing is about 9/11 is, the thing that didn't make sense to me was the way the building fell. It looked like a controlled demolition to me. Mm-hmm. At the very start. And then I was like, you know, what the hell is going on here? And then I started looking at something. It's like, it happened on the 11th. The first plane that hit it was Flight 11. New York is the 11th state in the Union. I'm like, okay, this could be a coincidence, but let me dig. And I kept digging, and I was like, you know what? That was 2001. At this point, I'm way past coincidences. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. I can't even explain to people, because I look at people's birthdays, I go up to people, I look for patterns in life. That's what I do. I'm looking for patterns.
Okay.
And when I see the same people with the same birthdays doing the same thing, I'm a talk show host too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about it is, the two main talk show hosts in our business for the past 20 years, undoubtedly, is Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern.
Uh-huh.
They're the two top guys in this business.
Yep.
The past 20 years. Would you guys agree?
Absolutely. I mean, as far as coverage.
Okay, guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what? They have the same birthday.
Really?
Okay. So, yeah, they're both born January the 12th. So, you know, people can say whatever they want, but why is it that the best of the best always have the same birthday? Rush Limbaugh, Howard Stern in radio, in sports. in sports, LeBron James, Tiger Woods. You go to basketball, the greatest basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan, was born on the same day and has the same numerology number as the best football player, at least in my mind, Jim Brown.
Okay.
Same birthday here. So you keep going down the list, and you're like, what's going on here? And then you figure something out, that there are no coincidences in life. This is real. People got to accept it as what it is.
Well, what now? Assuming this number 11 floating through everything here again, I mean, can we explain this? I mean, you know, I could go
it's
on.
It's energy. It's energy.
Okay.
It's just the energy. It peaks at certain days, and we can't see the energy with our eyes. I'm not psychic. Maybe some psychics can. Maybe people can see auras better than I can.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can see is the energy through the numbers. If you know if the 11th or the 29th. Guess what? Get ready for an emotional day. Because anyone who's born on the 11th or the 29th, I'm sure you have plenty of people listening right now, are very emotional people. It's all about emotional energy, the number 11. It's about spiritual guidance, spiritual wisdom. And that's why, I mean, we all heard today, the Mayan calendar. It's coming to an end 12/21/2012. I'm sure you guys discussed that before, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, okay, now let's just do the numbers. Real quickly.
Okay.
1 + 2, 2 + 1, + 2 + 0, + 2 + 1 = 11. The Mayan calendar equals 11. You know something's going to happen that day.
Wow. That sounds really
interesting. Sorry, Gary. We're just trying to formulate. We're going, wow, this is a lot. I mean, wow. But
I'm not the typical numerologist. I throw information out there.
So does the, okay. So does the 11... The 11 thread that weaves its way, because I'm sure that there's a lot of 11 days that not much seems to happen, you know. So does it just sort of set up these energies and the conditions so that should anything else, like you know, if you light
up, magnifies it.
Okay,
let's just put it this way.
Okay.
Let's just put it this way. Whatever you're doing that day, it's going to magnify the emotional level. So whether you get in an argument with your girlfriend or your wife for no reason, or you get angry for some reason, you start crying, that type of stuff happens on 11 days.
So what you're saying?
11 is not the only number out there, but that just number just covers emotional energy and spiritual energy.
So again, what you're saying basically is, you know, let's say, you know, July 11th is on its way. It's coming here, you know, in a couple days. It'll be July 11th. And, you know, it could be a quiet day for me, for example. I might just, you know, sit by the pool, read a book, chill out.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say I go to a restaurant and I get bad service from somebody. Now, maybe normally, you know, on maybe the 12th or the 10th, I'm going to be like, oh, what a jerk. Okay, you know what? Let's just go and take off. But maybe on the 11th, I mean, this energy you're talking about, it may magnify that. Like you just said a second ago, it may magnify that. And then maybe I'll react differently to that as a result of it being the 11th. Am I kind of with you on that?
You articulated a lot better than I did. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, I often wonder why some days I'm in a crappier mood than others, or I should say crappier mood than I'm usually am in. But some days you know what I'm talking about.
I don't take anything.
Doug has many of those days.
I have a lot of those days.
Well, I mean, there's days where nothing really happens, but you're just kind of like, you're irritable. You're just cranky, you know?
If you guys
will start noticing from now on, whenever it's the 11th or 29th, things just happen. Out of the blue, they just happen. I kept talking about terrorist attacks before. The last major terrorist attack in this world was in Mumbai, India, where a whole bunch of terrorists went in and, you know, they took over a hotel in India. That happened 11/26/2008, again on 11 day. So, you know, it keeps going on. If you want to talk about different numbers, just to throw this out at you.
Okay.
Some people have money, some people don't. A lot of people are like, well, how come this guy has money and I don't? Well, here's a fact. A lot of people born with a certain number, born on the 28th, they either are born rich or by the end of their life, they will be rich. Let me give you an example. The richest guy in the world in 2009, Bill Gates. He's born on the 28th, 10/28 to be exact, 1955. Before that, last year, the richest guy in the world in 2008 was a guy by the name of Carlos Slim. he's born 328. You know, it's just a pattern that you keep noticing with certain numbers always popping up with certain events, certain things. So basically what I'm trying to tell you is if you're born on 28th, congratulations.
Well,
I wasn't.
No, me either. No.
No, I was born on the 22nd. What does that
you
mean?
You missed it by 6 days.
I missed it
by
the 22nd is a master number two. I told you, 11, 22, and 33. If you're born on the 22nd, you're what they call a master builder. You will build things, whether it's websites, whether it's houses. You're very constructive in building anything you put your mind into.
Okay.
So, you know, and that's what a 22 is.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you know, and while you were saying that, Gary, Doug had to make a snide comment to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He had to make, and this is all fun.
But it's all true. I mean, I see that element in you. I mean, yeah, I joke about spreadsheets, but, I mean,
I make spreadsheets for everything. It's just how I organize my life, Gary.
You
and I take a vicious beating from these guys on a weekly basis because of that, right?
But you set your mind to something, and you get it all together and completely laid out as a plan, and you know exactly what's going to happen and when and where and why and how you build a little reality in, and you put it in a spreadsheet format. That's what you do
okay.
for anything you set your mind to.
So I guess we're it's that's on the money there.
It makes
Gary.
Sense.
That's on the money.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go this way? What's your total birthday? Year and everything.
My total birthday. It was February 22nd, 1975. Yeah.
Okay. You are a one way pack. You like to argue. You actually enjoy arguing. You like to play psychological mind games, meaning you'll do things on purpose to get reactions out of people. You're kind of bossy.
Kind of.
I'm putting all this out there.
That's fine.
And the thing about ones is they're good leaders. Whether they're bossy, whether they're arrogant, they're very good leaders. And when they put their mind to something, they do it. That basically describes you.
Yeah.
Gary, you're
describe Doug now.
You're tripping. No. I don't want to hear about me.
You're tripping me out, Gary.
Hey, don't forget, most people in this world consider me a joke.
I don't know how.
I want to hear about Doug now. Doug?
Can you do one more?
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to get to this. But
I did not think of this.
Is that cool with you, Gary? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
people call me up, and I do this all the time. I'll tell you when your soulmate's born if you want me to.
I already know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We'll do Doug here.
How about 3/19/1967?
Good God, you're old.
18, I am old.
3/19/1967?
Yes.
Okay, you're what the people would call somewhat of a humanitarian. You want to help people, but you're not going to help people on an individual level. You want to help the world as a whole. Your greatest ability in life is your ability to adapt to any situation, to anything at any one time. The another thing about you is you have absolutely wicked dreams. You need to pay attention to your dreams. They will tell you things that about your inner self, and nothing else will have the ability, whether it be a psychic or a numerologist. Since you're born in 67, you're probably having a tough year in 2009, but don't worry, that happens to everyone. It'll pass.
Wow.
Doug?
Impressive. Very impressive. I do have that adaptability kind of thing.
Yours wasn't as funny as Scott.
No, it wasn't as funny, but I'm not as complex as Scott. But I have to say the
mind is psycho. We're just gonna analyze
the adaptability. It does absolutely fit me. That would not fit a lot of people that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Like me.
Yeah.
You can tell the people I never met you, right?
Right.
We've never talked. No, we could say that. I mean, in all honesty, the first time I talked to you was just a little while ago before the show. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
We talked on, you know, on MySpace a couple of emails back and forth, and that was
it. You guys never gave me your birthday or anything.
No.
What I'm trying to establish here, people, what I'm trying to establish here to your audience is very simple. When you're born with the energy. You're born like, you're born with a quickened energy. And that energy is going to stay with you your whole life. Now, the obvious question after that comes, well, I know two people born on the exact same day, and they don't look alike, and they're a little bit different. Well, how about this? They're not born in the same place. They're not born in exactly the same time. They could be born in the same day, but not the same time. When someone is born, it's like a fingerprint. It's very individualized. And if you go down to the very root of it, just not with the astrology, just not with the numerology, but with everything combined, you're going to be able to analyze that person better than any psychologist in the world. You know, I go on the radio shows here all the time. I challenge people. I tell you, if there's a psychologist out there, any psychologist in the world, I don't care who you are, I'll let you talk to, pick out 10 different people. You can talk to each one of these people for an hour. And then I don't even need to talk to these people. You give me your birthday. All they have to do is give me their birthday. And then we'll let that person decide who's better at what they do, the psychologist or the numerologist. I bet you I ain't going to lose one, too many of those.
Well, I have a question. If you were a forward thinking, I know we only have a minute before the break, but if you were a forward thinking individual and you had a project, let's say you were building a solution or you were or you're doing a spreadsheet or what? No. If you had something that you wanted to release, like if you wanted to release a media frenzy, if you wanted to release a product to the world, if you wanted to start a new project, could you sit down with a numerologist and say, or a book, if you wrote a book, and say, all right, well, when's going to be like opening day for the book? When, you know, like with movies. Some movies open on Thursday night. Some movies open only on Friday. One of them just recently opened on a Tuesday night for no apparent reason. All of a sudden, a Tuesday. You know, could you sit down with somebody who knows the magic of numbers or the power of numbers or the spiritual side of numbers? Sit down with them and say, you know what? We need to release this within the next couple of weeks. What is the best day and time to release this project? I mean, and would it make sense to do so?
I could do that. Let me just put it this way. I could do that very easily. Very easily. Let me give you an example. Jim Carrey came out with a movie called The Number 23.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It came out on the 23rd. Okay, these things don't happen by coincidence. The Olympic Games in Beijing, China. Last year, the Olympic Games started on 8/8/2008. Now, if you add up the numbers, 8 plus 8 plus 2 plus 8 equals 26. 2 plus 6, again, equals 8. So they did that for a reason. They did that on purpose. And not only did the Chinese Games or the Olympic Games start on 8/8/2008, it started at 8:08 p.m. I mean, that was blatant. Flat-out blatant.
Yeah.
And people would be like, oh, okay, that's a coincidence. Okay, keep thinking that's a coincidence. You're not going to get too far away when it comes to the spiritual side. Because I'm telling you, there's no coincidences in this life, and people within the Chinese government understood the power of numbers, because 8 equals money. It doesn't equal wealth like the number 28, but again, you see that 8 is inside the 28.
Yeah.
8 equals money. The Chinese government knew about numerology, and they made sure to open up the Olympic Games on that certain date, because that promised them prosperity. And that's why I'm telling you right now, within the next few years, China is going to be the superpower, not America.
Wow. We need to take a break and get back to this.
I need a process. I need to get more
water.
And Gary, are you enjoying yourself? I have to ask you that question. We always like to ask that question.
I do this stuff all the time. the information I'm throwing at you right now, I've done this so many times, and it's kind of rehearsed. I'm not even, except for, because that's what people want to know about. They want to know about 9/11, the Chinese Olympic Games when they open up, the Obama, the Clintons out there. I mean, here's an example. This isn't numerology, but this is just to show you the power of astrology, too. Barack Obama, our president, is a Leo. Now, Leos are very kind, and if they have one fault, is their generosity. They're too generous. They're generous to a fault. And that's why the Leos, most of them, not saying all of them, because numerology supersedes astrology, but 90% of Leos out there, they believe in socialism. They believe in communism. Now, let me give you an example. The main people pushing socialism throughout the Western Hemisphere are Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro. They're both Leos, just like Barack Obama, just like the governor of Ohio. You know, I'm not sure if you guys know anything about him, but Ted Strickland. But all these people are Leos. Napoleon was a Leo. So when someone's born in a certain day or a certain month when it comes to astrology or numerology, certain energies are there that's going to make the individual think certain ways. That's why our President Barack Obama is a socialist, because he's a Leo.
Wow. I'm pretty sure the energy I was born under was pure bitch.
We'll check that out, Ed. Yeah, Gary, because we need to go to the break.
Gary, yeah, hang on the line for 1 second, Gary. We're just going to go to break here, all right? But, yeah, thanks again. We'll be for 1 second here. I'm just like, oh, my God, all these numbers and, like, just...
And, yeah, and so while during the break, I want you all to log into your MySpace.com accounts and go to find the user 33Wisdom. That's the number 3 Wisdom. And yeah. And read up more about Gary the Numbers Guy. We'll be right back with him right after this.
Ghostly Talk! Station
3.0. Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when 4 guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know what. Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
Interested in ghosts? UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind.
Welcome to Paranormal Headline News, produced by Genesis Creations Entertainment. I'm your host, Bonnie Vent. This is Bonnie Vent. Do you need a celebrity to promote your product or service? Planning a big event and want that little extra star power? Want to have lunch or dinner with the cast of Leave It to Beaver? Or dinner and a concert with Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits? Then go to Genesis Creations Entertainment at www.genesiscreations.biz and book a celebrity today. A museum's haunted present may be linked to its past. Here's a clip from CBS station Cool TV in Lewiston, Idaho.
The Stoughton County Museum holds lots of interesting items. There are fashions from the turn of the 20th century, Civil War discharge papers signed by Abraham Lincoln, and a special guest.
We do have a ghost, definitely.
The ghost haunts the museum's basement, scaring off dogs.
Dogs will not go down there. They will stop at the steps, and that's it.
For over 30 years, many who came down these stairs weren't alive, and one might have left their spirit behind. That's because the museum used to be a funeral home, and the basement is where the embalming was done.
Harry Merchant had built this into a mortuary, and it was a funeral home for many years.
The museum took over the space in 1972, but the former owners left a couple of morbid items behind.
And we have a casket down there that has a mannequin in it, and the kids all get really excited over that.
There's also this wicker carrying basket, which was used to bring bodies out of homes to the mortuary. Joanne Miller says she's never felt scared in the basement and believes the ghost is friendly and gives off a warm feeling.
Johnny Depp was strangely overcome during the shooting of his upcoming movie. The star depicts the role of John Dillinger in the movie Public Enemies. Depp felt a gut-wrenching feeling through the filming of the movie that he was being closely observed by the spirit of John Dillinger. Depp commented how supernatural it felt to be in the shoes of the infamous character, at times feeling his presence. There were some instances during shooting when Depp says he sensed a certain degree of consent from Dillinger. It was an unusual experience for Depp as he commenced firing using the same ammunition, the Thompson gun, and through the same settings that Dillinger fired through during the ensuing gunfight at Little Bohemia. Thanks for joining us today on Paranormal News. For more information on these stories, please go to www.sdparanormal.com and the Paranormal News feed page. Don't forget to sign up for a free subscription to Paranormal News. If you'd like to sponsor or advertise on Paranormal News, please send us an email at parax.news@aol.com or join us at bonnievent.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Bonnie Vent.
Is the veil between this world and the next getting thinner? I'm Chris Sloan, inviting you to join in and listen to a new podcast that deals with the paranormal, Parapod, with new guests every week, from paranormal investigators to the people they help. Hear actual EVP. The people that capture.
We go into a case to disprove a haunting.
Three flashlights, actually four counting the lantern, were actually honed in on this thing, and it was swallowing the light up.
Parapod. Log on to myspace.com/Chris Sloan Radio. That's myspace.com/CHRISSLONE Radio. The only difference between the believer and the skeptic is time. And your time is now.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Are, Doug.
Thanks for joining us.
I was just looking in the archive.
We've been staring at you for like 5 minutes.
I felt it.
The last minute, we're like, is he going to actually turn around and put his headphones on?
I heard the music.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
We didn't know if you heard it or not.
Well, you were so old, I thought your hearing might not work without them on your head.
I know, I just gave my birthday out to everybody on the planet.
What's the deal with that?
You might as well have just said, you know.
I'm old.
I'm one day older than Christ, you know?
You guys, we are talking to Gary the Numbers Guy at myspace.com/33Wisdom, the number 33, followed by...
Let me just interrupt you. It's a lot
sure.
easier than that. All you got to do is Google my name, Gary the Numbers Guy. You'll go on my MySpace page, my Twitter page, and everything like that. Just Google my name.
Oh, cool. That's even better. So yeah, just enter Gary the Numbers Guy in Google, and boom, you'll get all his stuff.
You're right there. And if I also would say, I work on a place called SportsTalkCleveland.com, I do my own show every day from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We're going to hear that at? Is there a website?
SportsTalkCleveland.com.
Cool.
It's internet radio, too.
Cool.
SportsTalkCleveland.com.
Great, cool.
I do a little bit more with the sports and that area, but you know it's all about you know getting people to understand where you're coming from and whether it be politics, sports, whatever. I'll jump on it and the numbers won't lie because the one universal language we have in this world is numbers.
And
you know, a one in China is going to be a one in Taipei. Two in India is going to be a two in Chile. Numbers are the same everywhere. We have different alphabets, different languages. But the one thing that always stays the same is numbers.
Absolutely. I agree.
Speaking of numbers, which is what we're talking about this whole hour, doesn't it seem there's a huge number of celebrities passing away lately? Like, I mean, there's the ones that you've heard of, you know, obviously the Michael Jackson and all that. But there also...
Farrah Fawcett. Oh, my God. Farrah Fawcett.
And of course, Carl Malden. But then, you know, like over on the other side of the ocean... we've got Molly Sugden passed away. She's a British actress. And, I mean, there's all these people who are beloved people or people who people have respected for a long time. Just doesn't it seem like there's a clump
there's a lot
of it all of a
like.
Sudden? Is there something in numerology that
can explain
that?
I can answer that question very simply. What's the year? 2009.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And 9 plus 2.
0 plus 0 plus 9 equals 11. I mean, it's not just Britain, not just America. I have a family relative in Russia, and one of the biggest stars in Russia just passed away, too. This is a universal thing going around. I told you, it's all about emotional energy. And someone passing away, how can you get any more emotional than that, correct?
Yeah, you're totally right.
And let's look at Michael Jackson. He's born on the 29th, and he goes in the year 2009. I mean, it was his time to go.
Holy crap. Wow.
There was a football player that was murdered by the name of Steve McNair. He's born 2/14/1973. He's a 9-leg bat, and in his 9-year cycle, he goes. It'll get a lot to explain the year cycle number and stuff like that. But yeah, basically, every year you go through a different experience, and it goes through 1 through 9, and sometimes the master numbers are in there too. So sometimes you can look at someone's birthday and be like, hey, you're going through an emotional ass year. But, you know, like I said, the birthday is like the fingerprint, and you can tell almost anything about the person just by that birthday. Like I said, Michael Jackson, born on the 29th, goes in the year 2009.
Wow.
And then, interesting.
And again, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that too at the very beginning too. And again, to differentiate mathematics it's more numbers as far as numbers are concerned, but numerology is more the spiritual side of numbers. You said correct.
Correct. And see, there's a lot of numerologists out there that pick up a book and you know they go 1 through 9 and they think they know what the hell they're doing. It's not that simple. You have to go around. You have to talk to people. You have to get their birthdays. You have to look for patterns. A lot of the stuff I learned in my life has nothing to do with those books that I picked up in 2001. I mean, they helped me along my course. You know, you have to learn how to crawl before you can run. I understand all that. But people have to go out there, look at the people's birthdays, and look at the way they act. If someone's a certain number, they act a certain way. Mm-hmm. And that's why people want people to go, don't trust me. Don't trust what I'm telling you. Go out and look at the information yourself and then try to establish patterns yourself. That's the only way you're going to truly buy into this. I could go up here and I could read 1,000 people and I could get everyone right, but there's always going to be skeptics out there no matter what I do. I mean, for God's sake, I knew the economy was going to crumble. I knew it was going to crumble. I was going around here on local radio stations and going to the press in 2006, going to local politicians, telling them the economy was about to crash. The U.S. dollar is going to default. People laughed at me. They laughed at me. Mm-hmm. So I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to try to go a different approach. I decided to go to my hometown sports teams, the Cleveland Indians, the Cleveland Browns, and the Cleveland Cavs, and try to see if I could help them win a championship, and maybe that will get people to understand the numerology from the joke. Well, these people weren't very receptive, to say the least. They weren't receptive, to say the least. The former general manager of the Cleveland Browns put a restraining order on me for sending him emails on numerology. This guy couldn't win, but he won't look outside the box. I did nothing but send this guy emails on numerology, nothing else, and that was enough for him to put a restraining order on me. That's how people are. They won't think outside the box, and when you won't think outside the box, then you're stuck at where you're at and you can't excel, ever.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion.
No, and you're totally right about that. I mean, even some of the greatest, anybody in this room, I think, we wouldn't be excelling in our own lives if we didn't go outside of the box, like you just said, kind of take a risk, maybe go out there and go out on a limb or something like that. That's how you progress, I think, in life. That's how you learn new things. You may make mistakes down the road, but, I mean, that's how you learn from those things, too, and that is going outside the box. You're totally right. Yeah, and, I mean, if I was on a, you know, the coach of a team that may have not been doing so well, it was to a certain point, I'd be like, well, I'm willing to listen to what anybody has to say now. I mean, let's give us some help here.
The thing is, in my question in the last half hour was if you were planning something, like if you were really working toward a goal, and I don't care if you're a super high up businessman or if you're, you know, planning to reconstruct a local city park, you know, if you've got a project going on, it sounds like there's predictable patterns people have noticed throughout the centuries. Because Gary, you're not the only numerologist on the planet.
I just think I'm better than most of them.
I think so too. I think you've just like absolutely nailed a whole bunch of things, like bam, 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 just like that. And I think that you've put a lot of time, a lot of effort into learning this craft, and you've noticed a lot of things, and you can put a lot into perspective for people immediately. But for literally centuries, people have been doing numerology.
Without a doubt.
Have noticed these kinds of patterns, so why wouldn't you say, you know what,
Look at the history.
Let's look at this and let's take it into account for our project or for our what we're doing. And
well, now that the Chinese have done that. It's all
yeah,
the Chinese have done that.
The Chinese
people in the world do that. People in the world do that. It's not just the Chinese. Let's take, for instance, when World War One ended, it ended 11-11, 1918, and 11 o'clock. They were still shooting at each other at 10:55 a.m. But 11 o'clock, that's when the peace treaty took place. That's because they wanted to start another war. There wasn't a peace treaty. It was just, you know, a continuation. Just, you know, let's sign a little bit of a ceasefire. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. People knew that. When they signed why else would it happen on 11-11? At 11 o'clock, for God's sake. I mean, it's blatant. Freemasons. They know all about numerology, not the World Ones, not the first, the second, third degree, but the Freemasons go up to 33rd degree. They're all about numbers. Let's not forget that 33 is when Jesus Christ died. 33, if you follow the Quran, Muhammad is born 330. 3 plus 30, 33. There's stuff about a Bible code. I don't believe in the Bible, but I believe in the Bible code.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
No, that makes perfect sense. You mentioned... Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all right, Gary. Go ahead. I mean, I'm learning from you, so go
ahead.
Yeah,
we're learning. And
I really want to learn from you, so please, go right ahead.
Well, here's the thing. Freemasons, you're talking about how come people don't use this knowledge. Well, people do use the knowledge. The elites use this knowledge. The people who've been running this world, I mean, it's no secret Barack Obama, George Bush, Palin, McCain, they're all cousins. I mean, it's an absolute joke, but these people in the elite families, they know about this, but they're going to tell, they control the mainstream media, and they're going to tell you and me this stuff doesn't exist. Because if they know something that the majority of society doesn't know, they have the power, and we don't. And people always have this one saying, the strong take from the weak. Well, guess what? The smart take from the strong.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's like anything, any trade out there. If you know something that not a lot of people know, well, then you're going to be worth a lot more money than all the rest of those people are, right?
Unless it's the cult practice, then you get ridiculed, or you're mm-hmm. not, or you're in a conspiracy theorist, you know, stuff like that.
No, yeah. I mean, and again, I mean, yeah. Most people, and I've been saying this for years here on this show, most people think about as far as the end of their nose, right? And maybe, okay, I'll say as far as the end of their nose, but maybe as far as the TV is away from them also. That's their be-all, end-all of information. So when CNN says, oh, numerology, what are you guys talking about? This is crazy. And you always see these, whenever, you know, these big news companies do these, they'll do a report on some type of fringe thing, let's say like numerology. You can always smell the sarcasm coming off these
people.
Oh, yeah.
So at the end of the thing, you're like, well, they gave me some information, but the way they presented it, they don't believe it, so why the hell should I, right? And if that's as far as you think, then that's what you're going to get out of it, right? And that's the problem, is most people don't think any further than that. They don't go, well, maybe I should get a book on that and look into that a little bit more. These people didn't do a very good job, obviously, of presenting it, so why don't I investigate it myself?
But people don't want to do that.
No, they don't.
If you're glued to CNN or heaven forbid Fox, that's your entire life.
Well,
so
you mentioned the Masons before, Gary, and I got a bunch of information. You know, it's one of my little pet projects that I have is on the Masons, and you know, checking out information on them. And I have a seminar by a gentleman who said he was part of the inner circle of the Masonic Rite, which is like, again, like you said before, there's the first, second, third, there's all these different.
And how he's talking?
Well, he said he was talking. Yeah, he was talking.
You always got to be careful about those people because 90% of the people who write about the New World Order are still a part of the New World Order.
Well, yeah,
there's
again,
a lot of misinformation going out there.
Now, Gary, that's what drives me nuts is who the hell do you trust?
That's why I'm a numerologist, because they can lie about anything they want, but they can't lie about the date. They can't lie about the day it happened. I got them. They can't lie to me because I look at that date. I don't know exactly what went on. They'll tell me all the propaganda they want, the victor's history they can write, but I know what date it happened on. I'll figure out what happened because I'm a numerologist, and all the other numerologists out there understand it because one thing that never lie are numbers, like I said.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I was saying, though, was one of the things this guy mentioned, I mean, whatever his allegiance may be, what I found interesting is one of the things he said was, you know, all this information we're talking about, all these secret rituals, numerology, gematria, like we, you know, all these things we've been
gematria,
talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these things we've been talking about here the last hour. He's like, this stuff's all in their documents right there. You can go to any lodge and look at this stuff, but the problem is nobody wants to read. Nobody wants to read anything. It's all right in front of them, but they won't read. Now, I mean, you make a very valid point. Who knows what this guy's allegiance may be? He may even be, you know, part of this thing. But I found that interesting because it just ties in again with this whole perception thing. Again, when you see any type of report on TV, it's always going to be sarcastic like. So it'll give you that impression like, well, these guys are crazy. They're talking to us. These people are interviewing. But it all seems to be right there, but nobody wants to read it. Just nobody will take the time to research it. That's what kind of grinds my nerves a little bit about that thing. But again, in numerology, they can't lie. I agree. You're totally right on that, Gary.
Well, let me give you an example. Let me go back to sports, and then I'll go to the movies.
Sure.
Now, the number 13, everyone is scared of number 13. The number 13 is evil. I believe the number 13 stands for the 13 Illuminati families that run this world.
Okay.
You know, Rothschilds, Rockefellers. That's a whole other show, but
yeah.
That's what I believe number 13 stands for. But let's look at the world of sports. Now, we have a team called the Philadelphia 76ers. What's 7 + 6?
13. Yeah.
13. We have a team called the San Francisco 49ers. What's 4 + 9?
How interesting.
Yeah.
Why is it that all of these sports teams add up to 13? They don't add up to 12. They don't add up to 14. They add up to 13. Now, let's go to movies. Because, you know, Hollywood's all involved in this stuff. They came out with all these movies. Now, how come all these movies, Ladder 49, 4 + 9, 13, we had a movie called Room 1408. 1 + 4 + 0 + 8, again, 13. Mm-hmm. What are they trying to put out there? I mean, why come they have all these movies, the 13th Ghost, the 13th Warrior? I mean, what are they trying to do here? And, they have another movie called 6 Days, 7 Nights, 6 + 7. They have another movie, U571.
Yep.
Why is it always 13 in movies? And if they don't get you that way, they'll put the PG-13 on you. Why is that? Why is that? I mean, I'm just asking questions here. Why do they like that number so much?
There's and one that was now, absolutely blatant.
Really my same question is, I think all these people are showing allegiance to the 13 families to run this world. Again, let's look at gematria, like you mentioned before.
Yeah.
Notice gematria starts with a G and the Masonic symbol starts with a G.
Yep.
We also have a football team called the Green Bay Packers, and their main symbology is a G on right on their helmet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, man. It's blatant.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. What were you going to say, Doug? You were going to mention something else, too.
It wasn't Apollo 13? I mean, that's like right
yeah,
there in the number. It's just like,
That thing went to the moon. Well, tried to go to the moon.
I forgot to put this point up. The in gematria, the M is the 13th letter alphabet, just like A would be 1, B equal 2, and so on.
Uh-huh.
M is the 13th letter alphabet. How come we have things called M&M's candy, or we have that big golden arch, McDonald's, or Marathon Gas? See, they know it's going to put the number 13 on there, but they'll put the number M on there because people don't understand that is 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and it's right there on the surface. If you just learn that really quick, you could understand that too, like you have, Gary.
Very simple.
We got a couple minutes here, unfortunately. I know we could do this for days. I think this is just this is so interesting. But one of the things we had on our sheet here is, and I know this may be asking a lot for a couple of minutes, but numbers. What are the numbers telling about America's future? I mean, I know we've kind of alluded to a few things here, but have you kind of looked into this stuff and seen kind of what's going to happen here down the road for us here?
Very simple. The dollar is going to fall, and China is going to be the new superpower. America's almost done. Let me just put it this way. America born 7/4/1776, it equals a 5 life path. A 5, as a number, is very beautiful, just like this country once was, and it's very freedom-loving, just like this country once was before the Patriot Act, before 9/11. Now, so we've gone away from our core values in this country. We're, it's not even a capitalistic society anymore. What I don't understand is how people can put someone like a Barack Obama or someone like Bush Bush in power when 50 years ago people picked up guns and they fought against Hitler to stop the spread of socialism, to stop the spread of communism and fascism. And now we're just, you know, doing this stuff with the Patriot Act over here. But getting back to your point, I'm going to put it like this way, okay? I believe within about a year to 18 months, the U.S. dollar is going to default and we're going to be in a lot of trouble in this country as a nation. Now, they can fix all this. They could have fixed all this a long time ago, but I personally believe, just as I predicted 4 or 5 years ago, that this economy is going to fall. I believe it's all by design so they can start their one world government and their new world order. That's just my opinion on the subject. That's where I think this is going. And, you know, it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame because the China right now is, I mean, that's our enemy right now. Who do you think is funding the Taliban in Afghanistan? Where do you think they're getting these weapons to fight U.S. soldiers at? Where do you think the Iraqi resistance was getting all their weapons from? Russia and China. Russia and China. And no one wants to talk about this. No one in the American military has the balls to say anything about China or Russia because they know who is supplying Iran all those weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear. Iran is a proxy state.
Well,
and, you know, one thing I want to congratulate the American CIA is, you know, for all the unrest that's going on in Iran right now. Because unlike Bush, you know, he doesn't go in with soldiers. Obama, at least, Obama, whoever the hell is in charge, at least, you know, trying to start a revolution, which is a lot cheaper when it comes to American lives.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should have started with that.
Yeah.
That would be an entire show. My,
it is. Well, no, it seems like, and again, I mean, well, go ahead, Doug.
No, I was just going to say, the next 12 to 18 months is that, I mean, that coincides, you know, what Gary the Numbers Guy is saying, it coincides with a lot of, you know, prophecy and a lot of, you know, a lot of different things that I've heard.
Well, there's all this stuff going on out there. I mean, again, I'll never claim to ever be, you know, a political science expert or anything like that. Who's going to be anything like that? But I look around at the world around me every day and see what, you know, the American public does. And unfortunately, you know, we're too busy texting on our cell phones nowadays, it seems like, while we're driving usually, by the way, which is insane. We're too busy listening to whatever pop song or whatever's on, or whatever film is
whatever
out there.
Whatever Disney just popped out.
Whatever thing.
Back off of Disney.
Oh, I love Disney.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah,
I know.
But we're too busy with all these things. And I honestly think a lot of that stuff is put out there, as you would, I think, Gary, also, to basically kind of keep our mind off the real deal of what's going on, maybe in our country and outside.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Entertainment is the opiate of society. Let's not forget when Caesar came to power in Rome, he had the same kind of problems that we have now, except we have more technology. What did he do? He opened the Colosseum up for games. Same thing we do now.
There you go. Gary, hang on the line. Don't leave us just yet, okay? Just hang tight for one
second. We have to have him back.
God, yeah Gary.
More.
Thank you so much. This has been interesting.
No
thank
problem.
You so much. Don't leave us yet. Hang on for one second, though.
I want everyone to go to Google, of course, and enter in Gary the Numbers Guy, and that will bring up a whole list of his sites and the things that he does. And of course, the show. You know, he does the show in Cleveland.
Yeah. Cleveland. You say Sports Radio Cleveland, Gary?
No, it's SportsTalkCleveland.com. I'm on from 1 to 2. And don't let the name confuse you. It's not just Sports Talk. I talk about everything.
Cool.
Awesome.
Cool. Very cool.
So everybody, load up your browsers with that info and get on the program. I mean, or get with the
check
program because that is this. There's like way too many coincidences for me.
Yeah.
Coming up next, of course, because there is no coincidence.
No, of course not on this show.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking about
immortality.
Numbers are immortal. And I know.
Seriously,
and we're going to be talking about immortality
coming
up next here on Ghostly Talk.
We'll be right back after this, guys. Sorry, I was laying on the trigger finger there. We'll be right back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.